Today we celebrate the Feast of Mary, Mother of the Church, and one of the options for the first reading are the 12 apostles surrounding the Blessed Mother, receiving the Holy Spirit, or about to receive the Holy Spirit. And some time ago, many years ago, I remember meeting a newly ordained bishop, and he mentioned that he was a successor to the apostles. And I came up with the question, which apostle are you a successor to? And he didn't particularly have an answer, but it was just an interesting thought. This idea that Jesus, like a new David, established a new 12 tribes of Israel with the apostles as head of each of those tribes. And so those were like 12 smaller families within the large family of the church, and that in some way the apostles were kind of successors to those original apostles, like 12 lineages that we can trace ourselves back to. And then I started thinking of the question, who is my apostle? Under which apostle would I place myself under? Who can I say is like my spiritual father? Because Jesus ascended into heaven, and then the Holy Spirit was poured out through the Blessed Mother to the apostles and then to us, so that we can trace our reception of the faith and of the Holy Spirit to one of the apostles, somehow one of them. Perhaps we can trace it that they converted this person and so on, that somehow we can trace our spiritual lineage. And the other day at the Feast of Pentecost, when I was at church, I was asking all the different saints to pray for me to have an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in my life. And what came to me was one of the apostles, that I was asking myself the same question. Jesus, I want one of the apostles for he and I to have a special relationship, for he to be like a father to me. Ultimately, all fatherhood is rooted in God the Father, but God the Father shares that with Jesus, and Jesus with the apostles, and so on and so on. And that each of us should be able to say, hey, I have this special relationship with this apostle. It's like he's my spiritual father. In some ways, people from certain areas of the world can say that. For instance, those from India connect to St. Thomas. Those from Scotland connect to St. Andrew. Those from Spain connect to St. James. Those there in the area of Greece connect to St. John, where he last lived. Those in Germany connect to St. Matthias, where he is buried. So this is a question that each of us should think about. Now, it's not necessarily the case that we have to claim one of the apostles as our own. But why not? Wouldn't this be amazing if you had a unique relationship with one apostle? Guess the apostle that I felt like the Holy Spirit was leading me to have a deeper relationship with. Can you guess? I wouldn't have either, but it was St. Thomas. St. Thomas the Apostle. Why? So let me tell you a little bit about myself. When I was younger, before I was even born, when the church was going through upheaval in El Salvador in the 70s and all the social revolutions, my grandmother was seeking out something more spiritual. So she converted to Hinduism by the Hare Krishnas. And so ever since then, her, and she essentially converted my uncle, they talked to me a lot about India and a lot about Hinduism and a lot about all these different things. So India and the mysticism of India was always something very intriguing for me, something that had a very special role in my life. I didn't know what it was. I wasn't practicing my faith at the time. I was just a little kid. Later on, fast forward, I had my conversion. And around the same time that I had my conversion, I was reading this book that my uncle gave me called The Story of a Yogi, Yogananda Paramahansa. You can look him up. That was a book famous in the 70s. And one of the chapters, he spoke about St. Teresa of Avila. And St. Teresa of Avila played a significant role in my spiritual development. So there's always been this intermingling of India. I've had a chance to go there 3 times. One of my favorite Marian apparitions is in India, Our Lady of Valankani in Southeast India. Amazing apparition, going to tell you about it one day. So I have a very special love for St. Thomas because he loved to travel. More than the other ones, he went the furthest, went to the ends of the earth. And in some ways, this YouTube channel has been the fulfillment of that desire of mine. I've also been to like 40 countries, so I love to travel. So I feel a special connection there with St. Thomas the Apostle. And all of those of you from India, God bless India through Our Lady of Valankani and St. Thomas the Apostle. But here's my challenge to you. Who is your spiritual father? Which one of the apostles do you feel a special kinship with? If you had to pick one of the tribes that they were the leader of, who would you be under? Think about this and let the Holy Spirit lead this decision to help you find spiritual fatherhood through one of the apostles. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one. And if you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee.